Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, Fox NFL Sunday theme music that gets me excited for football. Hello and welcome into Landover, Maryland. Alongside Troy Aikman, I'm Joe Buck. No, he's doing baseball.
He's doing baseball.
Is it going to be Tom Brenneman?
I'm Tom Brenneman.
My voice gets deeper every day.
The Redskins set to take on the Cowboys in a critical NFC East matchup. You're looking live at Kirk Cousins getting ready to throw a football against a team that last year he threw for 470 in a loss against. But did he win the game, though? Let's go live to Troy Aikman down on the field.
You're absolutely right. How do they deal with the water from the sky water today? Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, people that gain yards. Back to you, Tom.
Thank you, Troy. That'll do it.
That'll do it for the pregame stuff.
That is your preview of Fox's telecast this weekend. Redskins Cowboys 425. It is prediction time, but before we get there, you just heard the breaking news on Mason Foster, didn't you?
Yep, no Mason Foster. It looks like IR for him, and then no Spencer Long this weekend.
That escalated quickly, by the way. A torn labrum. Mason Foster was playing great football. Zach Brown cleans everything up. He's got the speed to make everything look better, but Mason Foster was making tackles. He can run. He's quicker than Will Compton is. There's a drop-off to Will Compton. Now, luckily, you do have depth at that position. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw Martrell Spate plenty over Will Compton.
Probably will, right?
Because they like speed at inside linebacker. They like that their defense is faster, and Spate is certainly faster than Compton. But on running downs, Compton's probably not a bad option. It's just that they've had some issues covering with Will Compton on the field.
I wouldn't mind Compton on some early downs to force Dallas into something. So here's what I want. It's like that chess match. It's live. It's like Wizard's Chess, Harry Potter style, right? You have Will Compton on the field on first down basically saying, hey, Dallas, we know what you want to do. It's hand to Zeke with, you know, one of those one cuts off tackle. We know what you want, right? And I want Dallas to go, all right, every time Will Compton's in the game, we'll check to a pass. We'll do something else. Now if I'm the Redskins, I know that. If you get up to line of scrimmage, you see what I'm saying? You start dictating to them what you want to do because what Dallas wants to do is hand it off to Zeke Elliott.
What I want is for a couple Redskins to be healthy. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah.
Can someone play in this game, please?
Will they have 53? Tune in on Sunday to find out.
Thank you, Tommy. You're doing a bit, but they may have more injured players than spots on the inactive list. Now, luckily, they're using their IR all up. I guess that's not a luckily. They've got a Dustin Hopkins IR. Mason Foster headed to IR.
So much IR.
It's gotten out of hand. Jonathan Allen IR. Four offensive linemen that may or may not play. Here's what's weird. I still feel like they're going to play a real close game and maybe win the thing. I would absolutely be picking the Redskins if they were healthy. But for some reason, maybe they're going to lose 30-13 and they're just going to get embarrassed. And we're going to say after the fact, A, they're not as good as we thought. And B, maybe more importantly, they're way too injured. Danny, I feel like they're going to be playing inspired football and give you a game effort in this game. I really believe that.
They've been competitive under Jay Gruden, and that's a staple. That's something these last couple years, even though they've lost a whole bunch of games and they've been frustrating and maddening at times, it's not a quit type thing. You don't have those Kansas City Chiefs in the December snow at home type episodes under Jay Gruden. They may not have been good enough in an awful lot of games. Again, they're just around 500 or so over the last few years. But they haven't quit. They haven't rolled over and died. They've fought. And that's something I think that's a testament to Jay and the guys in that locker room.
Prediction time. What do you got?
30-20. Bad guys come in. Redskins are too banged up. Dallas is too good on offense. The Redskins need to win a shootout, and they haven't proven they can do that. Even though the weather's going to be bad, plenty of points will be scored. Redskins can't do enough on offense.
Cowboys 34, Redskins 30. Ezekiel Elliott runs for 126. Dak Prescott throws three touchdowns. I think they get off to a quick start on offense, and defensively, just like the last three games, they cannot make any stops in the second and the third quarter. They cannot get off the field. The offense goes an hour real lifetime not touching the football, and next thing you know, they're down 24-13 with no momentum. We got to thank Rethink Water for the crisp, delicious water they provided us with today. Max Scherzer, Rethink Water, and the Chesapeake Bay Foundation have teamed up to strike out plastic Visit Rethink Water on Facebook to learn how you can get involved. Make sure you listen to Chad Dukes versus the World. If you're on the move today, you're not going to be around a radio. That's okay. Download the all-new radio.com app and listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. Chad's got Joe Theismann on his show today. He knows a thing or two about Redskins homecoming weekend. 5 o'clock.
Nice.
Mike Florio today at 6 o'clock. So make sure you're listening to Chad Dukes versus the World. If you missed Cowboys voice Brad Sham breaking down this weekend's game with us today, or Jeff Passan on Dusty Baker and the Nationals, go grab our podcast, grantanddanny.com/audio.
For Grant, Brandon, Thom, I'm Danny. Tune in to CDVTW as he breaks down the velocity of Lance McCullers' curveball in between all those guests. It's Baseball Dukes Friday on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.